Hey guys, this is the Footy on Paper podcast. We'll talk football from your point of view.
That is quite something. The boy's a star.
Yep. Welcome to our final episode of the Footy Never Stop series. The transfer window in England has closed.
Bam!
Nice. I like that. Nice one. We'll talk on the recent moves and the mini build up to the Premier League season. Obviously, transfer windows for the other European teams.
September 2nd, yeah?
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So they can still pick our players. Is that what you guys are saying?
Yes, now.
So, like, Pogba can still leave.
Eriksen can still leave. Lovren can still leave.
Meanwhile, how are you guys doing? I forgot to introduce you guys.
We're all right. No, me. I'll be all right.
You just speak for yourself, Abi.
I do all right. Lovren, come on now.
He just ask you. I just how you do. You know, ask him about Lovren.
No, let's get right into it. Abi now.
The Premier League starts this weekend.
Hey!
Yeah, they're excited, Abi.
It's been long.
Definitely now.
It was a long 3 months.
Not 3 months.
Was it up to 3 months?
You know, feel like
what
I mean?
What's on 3 months?
Not 2 months.
Yeah. I'm tired. Let them start, please.
Yeah, you guys are launching the first.
Norwich, come and collect it.
Anyway, let's talk from the fans' point of view. Okay, let's talk transfers, man.
Tayo, is everything well? Tayo, talk well now. Why is your voice low?
Hello? Can you hear me now?
It's very funny because his voice is never low, you know. Tayo, speak up.
No, my voice was not low. I was speaking. I said, let's talk transfers.
Now, is it malaria?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Are you sick? Is there anything the issue? Hey, talk. That's it.
Yeah, the sick word.
Hey, who?
First person on the list. You're not seeking Jesus' name.
I'm in look at Jesus.
That will lead us to Arsenal.
Hey!
What do you guys think about this transfer?
Bear.
It's making an idea for me to talk.
You be senior man now.
Listen, you be the tactical guy now for here, so.
Lewis to Arsenal.
How does this transfer help Arsenal?
32 years old.
Yeah.
So, Arsenal, no good it look to get too many years from the guy. Let's see.
He signed a 2-year contract.
1 or 2 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, like, the same thing for Koscielny. If Koscielny stayed, I don't think Arsenal would have gone into signing.
Mm.
So, now, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
Injuries come to replace
the experience.
Koscielny,
yeah. Okay, that kind of thing.
In terms of defending, he's not the best defenders.
Is it better than what they have?
Is it better than Socrates in defensively?
Does it improve Arsenal in any way to you?
Yes, because I think maybe not only Socrates will be better person for that, your defense. I think he's better than Chambers. He's better than
Holding.
Mustafi.
Yeah.
He's better than Holding. So, Ingo improved them like the just second best defender, and then he has experience.
On his side.
Yeah.
Okay.
But apart from those two things, I don't think say. I don't really think I'm mad.
It's not like really something like to shake you, but just to cover.
A good signing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If you Chiarentini to Arsenal,
oh boy,
your take.
I think it solves a very, very serious problem. Well, not serious problem, but like it's something that fans have been talking about for a while now. The left back position, they haven't had that assurance from the current left back.
I thought you were a big fan of Kolasinac.
Well, I am, mm-hmm. But I feel like
this competition
as well, because like when you're comfortable in your role, you tend to like just take some things for granted, and now there's somebody there, fresh blood. You know, he's Andy Robertson's deputy in the national team. And he's
they both start now.
Why you need to bring?
Because he can play centre half as well. So he plays
centre. He's Andy Robertson's deputy in the Scottish national team. Because Bill, I see all of them are the craze for air.
I wait to agree with parents today. He's a Liverpool shirt.
See, there are Liverpool links everywhere you look. You just have to look hard enough.
Okay. Good signing for Arsenal.
No, very good signing for Arsenal.
Okay.
Well, I don't really know if the guy will be starter.
He's injured right now, so I don't think he's starting anytime
soon. And this season will just be for him to fit in. There is no how things did. Mm.
Okay. And he can play center half as well. So,
also,
Lo Celso to Tottenham. Someone should take the floor.
To be fair, I haven't seen him play a lot because I don't watch a lot of La Liga. But I mean, just coming off the news and reports I've heard from, I've seen on the internet, seems a quality buy for Spurs. And it seems that Madrid might still want to go in again for Eriksen. So they definitely needed to get in somebody just in case that happens. I mean, even if it doesn't happen now, it could happen in January still. And they've gotten a very, very exciting talent for a very long time. It's on a long-term deal. So let's see. Loan?
With Obli. Obligation to buy?
Obligation to buy.
No obligation to buy.
Option?
Option to buy, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my bad. But yeah, very exciting for Spurs. I think they've been able to do a fair bit of business this summer. I mean, nobody was expecting them to go out like this. They got Ndombele, Lo Celso, Ryan Sessegnon as well. So, I mean, credit to Spurs. Let's see how well they can do. I mean, they lost the Champions League final. And I mean, let's see how that disappointment can spur them on to do well. Spur them on in the new season.
Bro, who had a better transfer window than the two not London clubs? Between the two not London clubs,
Arsenal.
Sure.
You're not gonna ask me why.
That's what I'm saying. Like, keep going now.
Nah.
Do you feel like, because I feel Spurs did not replace some certain areas. I'm not really too sure.
Right
about,
back.
Yeah, Kawa Capital. Yeah, I'm not really too sure right about back. Him, but you never know. Poch and young players, but and then I feel they have too many center midfielders. If Eriksen doesn't go,
do they?
They might have a problem.
They have Sissoko,
Ndombele,
Skip, Eriksen.
What's his name? Your guy Winks, Harry Winks,
and Lo Celso. Yeah.
So like, you know, have to settle all of them. Yeah. Obviously, if you're right, because Eriksen could still leave, but you never know. You don't have anything to say again.
I don't have anything to talk again now.
Okay. Next. Oh, if you want to say something.
About
who had the better transfer window between the two not London clubs.
Well, for me, I think it's Arsenal.
Okay. Carroll back at Newcastle.
Everybody knows Liverpool. Everybody knows this one would definitely happen. Like
I don't know. It makes sense for Carroll, honestly, but for Newcastle, I don't really see why they would go back to him. I don't think he has anything to offer to the team besides being... But, I mean, they didn't have any... There's no risk on their part taking
him. They didn't have to be,
free transfer. So, they didn't really, like... I don't know how to say it, but no risk for them. So, they're actually quite okay in that regard. But I think right now, it's up to Carroll to see how he can make the step up. Not make step up rather, but show that he still has something to offer the footballing world. Because after this now, I think after Newcastle, probably his last chance to see if he can play at top level. And Newcastle now, I mean, they don't look like they're making the kind of moves that shows like they want to stay up. I mean, aside from...
You think so, guy? No. Yeah, I feel like the owner, Mike, don't really spend. Like, he bought... what's the name of that... Number 9 is it Joe Linton? They brought in Joe Linton. They brought in a right back.
Croft.
They brought in. Wait, be this guy. We just like to do skills.
Saint-Maxime.
Yeah. Saint-Maxime. I'm really excited.
His first name? I forgot his first name now. Saint-Maxime.
Augustine.
Greece. Yeah. Is it no Augustine? I forgot him. Alan Saint-Maxime. Yeah.
So those three signings, I feel, seen are
and Jeffrey Williams.
And Williams, yeah. I feel in a very, very good window for
Newcastle.
And Carroll not a good year as a starter. He will most likely be a backup dancer. So now
they're not sure about
But even as a backup, will he even be fit? I mean, it seems like, sorry, no offense to Andy Carroll, but like this seemed like something that was done more out of sentiment than. I mean,
They needed a backup
and they were not going to pay.
They lost Ayrton Perez, they lost Rondon. Think about it now.
And we know the kind of team when Newcastle beat. The team will like to put the ball for up.
Mm-hmm.
So they need a person like Carroll. And they no go pay. The main thing then I say they no go pay.
Free.
So now very, very good deal.
Probably reduce wages as well. So decent deal. This one is really touching. It will be to Everton. To me now.
Ty, why are you crying?
I really don't want him to leave us. Honestly, it's my sentiments or something.
I don't see any sense in this deal from Iwobi's
point of view.
Like, why are you going to Everton? You won't play European football this season.
Mm-hmm.
The chances of you playing European football next season are still very slim. And even getting a good number of minutes, still very slim. Cause
and you'll never win a derby.
It's not a Liverpool show. It's not a Liverpool show, guys.
Stop to the cut. Stop cutting.
Do the cut, guys.
Back to waiting at the top now. Now, for our forward line, are three
spots,
the two spots, Sigurdsson done, Richarlison done. Then now it will be Walcott and Bernard guys fight for the last spot. Why in Norris the ask now? Because now like the same thing we info. So there was no sense in that move for me.
Yeah, because you know, like, I think Per has actually pointed out something very important, because I feel like if he was going to make a move to any club, you think that the main thing on his mind would be trying to get more minutes than he was getting at Arsenal. But now, it's like he's still in the same spot. So, I mean, Alex, you must know something that we don't know that's still going
to... Could it be like a backup to Sigurdsson? Can he finally have his number 10 position?
Okay, maybe that's another thing again because of
but I don't think they brought him in for that, because if the girls are hard, they won't come in for him.
Exactly. So it feels like Everton actually banned him to play wing. And I don't know, I still don't think Iwobi is a winger, and I'm not sure why people keep persisting with this.
So none of us are happy with the transfer.
It's funny. I mean, as a Nigerian and as an Iwobi fan, it's not the move. I think it's just very off left field, I guess.
Somehow. Most expensive Nigerian player. So send you to Spurs, £30 million. Good deal or not?
That's a lovely deal. That's a lovely, lovely deal. They have someone that can play left back and left wing, and left wing back, depending on what type of formation they're going to play. And he's a good runner. I mean, we saw him at Fulham last season. He can run.
But he didn't play well.
Did not play well, yes.
Didn't play well at the Under-21 Championship.
No. Well, I think that had... I didn't watch the Under-21 Championship, but Fulham, I think that had more to do with the team than the player, like Ryan himself. I think everyone knows he's a very talented individual. And I think at a team like Spurs, and then with the manager, and then just the right environment, he's still very young, and I feel like he can... He's had a little dip in form right now. I think this is like the right time for him to like get himself or like get back to how he was before.
How was he before?
At the Championship, scoring goals now.
Yeah,
so like, yeah, let's...
We got 16, are we? Fair. Can you confirm that for me?
I don't know.
I really don't care. Why don't you know?
I know you
care. I know you follow the Championship, but that's why I actually question to you. Albion, Ajeti to West Ham, they have three strikers now.
We don't know that. Guys.
Why do they have three strikers? What's...
No, normally you should have three strikers.
Should you?
Like... I don't know.
Okay, well, my team is different, Sha.
But I got three strikers.
I got three strikers.
Daniel, Origi, Brewster.
Three strikers with that.
Okay.
You don't even know your team. They call Doc Liverpool. Zaha stays. Is this down to him? Is this down to him and his camp? Or Crystal Palace just very, very angry?
What's that thing the young children say now? They fumble the bag?
I don't know.
I'm being an ageist, by the way, if you can't tell.
I don't know.
Yeah. The yes, you know, I'm trying to the youngins. Shasha. Zaha and his camp, I feel like they were too eager to sign. They saw money and they jumped at it. I think it's clear everyone has looked at this deal and has come to the same conclusion. Why were they so eager to rush to sign a contract, and then they were depending on a gentleman's agreement in 2019?
So funny. He didn't put it in the contract that, oh, if so-so-so person brings so-so amount of money, you can leave.
I mean,
said, oh, it's a big club.
This is why people go to law school, study law, so they can draft these agreements, you know, to help people. So that when time comes, people will honor those words on the paper. I mean, that's why you sign an agreement. That's why you have agents. That's why you have all these fees and everything. So the agent did not do his work.
Okay.
And now Zaha is stuck at Crystal Palace.
But even as we don't know if now Zaha will push to sign the new contract.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said, who does it?
Phoebe said the agent don't advise him, but the maintenance said the decision still rests with the player. Yeah, so if Phoebe
But then if you're the player now and you're offered and your agent advises you to sign deal, but just include a contract, a clause in there that has all those things inside, would you not say no? Don't put that inside. I mean, that's solid advice there. And ultimately, I don't think players are not always in the room when they're negotiating. It's the agents and the club that sit down and then draft a deal. And then the agent presents...
agents will tell...
him, yeah.
Okay. So it goes. There are rumors that they even want him to sign a new contract and then the buyout clause will now be there. So that next season he can...
Honestly, I think that's the better option. And that's what they should have done initially. But now that... I mean, it's already done. Don't cry about spilled milk, I guess. So, Willie.
Dennis Pryor to Leicester. No, Leicester will be looking safety next season. Ismail Assar to Watford. Another problem. Young.
That's the top winger,
I'll call him Young Money.
Young Money, yeah.
Well, back to Watford as well.
This is not an Arsenal podcast. What's going on here?
What's the relation there?
No. What's going on here? This is not an Arsenal podcast. Perret, say something now.
Help me, Perret.
I'm not.
So it's like that.
How do you think Watford will fare this season? Like, we all decide is they're bringing it.
The same thing.
The same thing. I mean, they do. This is what they do.
No, like,
this is what they do.
They're really, really mad.
Really?
Well, back now, first we will go Watford and we know the guy who starts.
Yeah, most definitely.
And
Trudin is in tip-top shape, you know.
Andre Gray as well.
And Dini, yeah. So now, basically the same. The only sign we have here now...
Ismail Assar.
Yeah. So he...
And that one is not proven yet.
He's going to for the wings.
Dangerous.
Make sure the team go.
Okay. I want Perez take on this one. Lukaku. Finally. He's gone to Inter. £73 million.
Mm-hmm.
He got the money that he wanted.
Yeah.
Good deal
for both parties.
For both parties.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Yes. Like, honestly speaking.
Yeah.
He should go.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going.
Don't go.
He's gone.
Good one for him.
This is Manchester United. Not everybody can be here.
Yes. That's the truth. Now the truth is that.
That's your take for Zaha. Nothing to do. Looks.
Good luck to him. He should try and play well and score goals. Yeah, but we are past him now.
Okay.
We know if they talk about things for the past.
Let's take a break.
If you need household goods ranging from plates, mugs, crystal glasses, and more table or kitchen accessories, check jumia.com.ng/ATE-households. That's jumia.com.ng/ATE-households.
All right, more on transfers. Scott Carson to Manchester City.
Aaron Moy to Brighton. I love ball players. Shiny head.
I just said somebody Scott Carson to Manchester City.
I heard you and I said my own back. I don't understand.
Why is nobody talking about this transfer?
Now you want to talk about that now. Yeah, talk.
Talk now.
I'm asking you guys.
No, you're not.
Guys, you don't have anything to say.
Yes, like,
you just want to bring in some guys.
I just want to ask you something.
We no go share.
Why Man City buy him?
Why?
Why did they ask me?
They ask you a question now.
I don't understand why you ask me this question.
No, we go ask you now.
What they ask now.
Why?
We don't get anything to talk. Next.
Third choice goalkeeper. That's the answer. Cancelo to Manchester City. Juventus, don't move. Like, do you guys agree with me?
I think it's really dumb, man.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, Juventus, they on their own.
Yeah.
Man City can't come. Tell them, see, guys, I beg, we want on our first choice right back.
First choice?
Yeah, we'll give on our second choice. We know the two use. Then we'll come give on our 27 million.
Yeah.
And I think Juventus are actually broke.
Maybe they don't have money.
£27 million and Danilo, we know they play. That's a very, very bad team.
They have... So, wait, now...
I think the Cilio will be their first
choice. Is Cancelo coming to bench?
At City.
I don't even know
yet. I think what Pep might do this season is he'll play Kyle Walker as his centre-back in some of the games. Then Cancelo will play right-back. Since they don't buy another... Since they don't buy another defender to replace
company,
or if he play left back, because he knows he trusts Zinchenko, Mendy, Zinchenko, and we know it happens.
You know, actually, I think this Cancelo is actually that thing where you go to when you're on FM and you manage Juve and City at the same time, then you just go to Juve.
No name. Ah,
my God.
No name. That's what it would be. you said somebody, Ramoy. Brighton.
Yeah, on loan.
Yeah, you're happy, no? You're
I just like him as a player. He's just really nice to look at.
Neil Mopi as well, signed for Brighton. Scored, I think, 22 goals in Championship last season.
Okay.
Apparently, Brighton wanted to sign him before that, but he said he was too young.
Those guys, they've been getting striking issues. So now, Brighton.
They get this guy now.
Murray's got 13.
Murray now.
All right.
But the only thing I said, the guy on the road.
Danny Drinkwater.
Good deal.
You know,
good deal,
but it's to Burnley.
Good deal now. At least we see him play football again.
Thank God, thank goodness.
When was the last time we saw him apart from when he's drinking water? Please
respect yourself.
Sidibe to Everton, Jimmy Sidibe, World Cup winner. Good backup for Shimokombo. Now, will he start?
If he's that guy,
I don't think he's going to start. I think Sheamus has that position locked down. So, barring any loss in form or injury, I think...
Who is Everton's captain?
Leighton Baines. Captain.
But Coleman...
Now, Coleman the captain now.
No, Baines is club captain.
But Coleman is like assistant of it.
Yes.
But I know I always see Coleman with the pan. When, obviously...
Are you guys serious?
Not playing so much last season.
And are they serious?
Baines is the captain.
I don't know.
The captain of Coleman. No?
That's why I'm asking.
The captain of Coleman.
Leighton Baines is their captain.
How will you strike one bit? Chop. Okay, obviously, those are the deals that we could cover now, but there's some very, very sad news that came out today. Sané probably be out for months. He did his ACL.
I'm never happy whenever I hear about this kind of
thing.
You're
serious, man.
I would rather he transfer to Bayern fully fit than get his ACL done like this. I mean, he's a terrific player to watch. I mean, the only complaint I have against Leroy Sané is he plays for Man City. I mean, he has great hair, fine boy, can play ball. I mean, what else? Do you understand? So, like, it's just very, very sad, and I hope that he comes back very soon and he's fit and he's raring to go, hopefully for another team. Maybe the one in Liverpool. I don't know.
He has a contract on the table right now. She designed it.
Oh boy, see, if not be Sané and agent guy, jump on him.
Worry.
Jump on him now, like, because he look this.
Why though?
What if he come back and he will be that player we see before him?
Yeah.
I mean, based off his previous appearances, I mean, a lot of clubs still gamble on him.
But if you don't get that bar, we Man City they drop from now. Because if Man City leaves you.
What looking at it in terms of like monetary?
If Manchester City should release you now, any club will they take you?
Surely take a pickup.
Yes, he could definitely.
Well, yes, I mean, City now at this point, I think we can put them in terms of like wage, their wage bill. They're in that Madrid Barcelona level when it comes to their wage bill. So,
okay. Oh, voila. UEFA announced the nominees for different positions: midfield, forward, defender, and goalkeeper. Goalkeeper, we have Alisson, Paris, and
UEFA was.
Huh?
This is Champions League.
Yeah, Champions League.
Okay.
Thank you for telling me that. Goalkeeper, Alisson, Hugo Lloris, and Stegen, as Perel say. So, who's your pick?
Stegs,
your pick?
No, I'm just saying Stegs, man. How is Stegs my pick? Alisson, please.
Alisson, Perel.
I need to answer that question.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Alisson.
Yeah.
Defender. Obviously, Van Dijk, Trent, Alexander-Arnold, and Virgil. Sorry, and Matthijs de Ligt.
I'm kind of surprised that Matip didn't make the list.
Wow.
Because, I mean, he played very well.
So, he won three Liverpool defenders.
He should be on there, yes.
Can you give me your...
Van Dijk.
De Ligt.
Oh, you answered the question.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know the answer.
Midfielder. Capitan.
Hey!
Jordan Henderson.
Hey!
Frankie De Jong and Christian Eriksen.
Frankie De Jong.
Has to be Frankie De Jong. I mean,
wow. Wow.
Yes, now. Yeah.
You didn't go for Jordan.
Yes.
Wow.
If you one of the reasons why I like you now, see, they always talk true.
I know they always talk true, but in this regard, I think Frankie De Jong, I mean, his age and then how he played.
See, they always talk true, guys. and I respect you for
shakes.
That shakes.
Shakes.
Nice. Okay.
Try
forward.
Talk true for this next one.
Forward. My name is Messi. Very funny. Ronaldo.
Why Ronaldo did very funny?
Oh, wait, they funny now. Ha ha ha.
Why?
I will laugh.
No.
He did not meant with them. To me.
Relax, let me talk. He had a poor group stage. But from the knockout, he was
what?
He was very, very good now.
Yeah, that was no mean now.
So why is he meant to be there?
It's the whole tournament. You're meant to cover the
knockout. The knockout, now hardest. Or the harder stage.
Nice one.
And he was
nice one, UEFA. Thank
very,
you.
Very good there.
Thank you, UEFA. After I've accepted.
I'm going to go
since you won the final word, I'll let you have it.
I'm going to go with Sadio Mane simply because
he hasn't even picked, like, let him have his pick.
Oh,
it was only
no. Me, I just want to ask you, why are you going with Mane? Why? Why are you going with Mane?
Scored in every stage, apart from the final.
Mm. And he like practically assisted a goal in the final.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, fair. That's why I went for him. Where are you going for?
I think for Messi now, like the highest goal scorer.
I mean, sorry.
So you know, talk true. Is that what you're saying?
He did not say the truth.
I just want to say something about Mane, but like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but like a lot of times when it comes to like the hierarchy of our forwards, a lot of people are Salah, Firmino, then Mane.
Nobody
is
Firmino.
No,
nobody,
listen.
Is it?
The reason why I say is because Firmino, they always want to talk about how he contributes a lot to the overall play of the team, his pressing, his defensive work, all those kind of things. You understand? That's why a lot of people rate Firmino very highly, not necessarily in terms of attacking contribution, in terms of like goals.
Yeah.
But Mane is very influential in team playmaking, scores a lot of crucial goals, and I think he's finally starting to get like not finally, but he's getting like deserved recognition now, and he should win that award.
Okay. Are you adding to that?
I don't have anything to say. Wait, me, I just want to talk and say Messi and the person we deserve all these things you talking now.
No, he was just talking about Mane.
Anything you talk about now, yeah. Rubbish. That's it.
Okay.
Sorry, you guys.
Quickly.
Why did they tell me sorry?
You have bunch of cookies for.
I get very, very small sleepy area. If you just run for honor. We've got 12 games starting on Friday, ending on Sunday. Manchester United versus Chelsea.
Bruh.
Over 8.5 corners.
Bruh-tata.
Olympic Marseille, Reigns, Marseille to win it a half. PSG names. Handicap like give names one goal and PSG to win, Benfica to win and over 1.5, Club Brugge win.
Easy.
Steaua Bucharest in Romania, win or draw and under 4.5.
All right,
FC Copenhagen in Denmark, straight win. Ajax Amsterdam against FCMN. Ajax to score in both halves.
Option, are you listening?
Slavia Prague to win or draw and over 1.5.
All right.
In Czech Republic. FC Salzburg in Austria, straight win.
Mm-hmm.
Rapid Wien win either half. FC Basel win or draw and over 1.5. And the last one, Rosenborg in Norway, win either half. Yeah.
That's lovely now. So, like, should be expecting some nice voice messages, you know, next episode.
Hopefully.
People that have won.
Hopefully.
If you win, come and congratulate us. So, you send some nice message. You understand? Perry, you do well, though. It go nice now. Make people show support. May not be like say people does they walk.
Sure.
You know they chop.
Sure.
But you they chop, you know they tell us thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Alright, now let's take a break. We'll be right back, yeah?
Yeah, thank you, Per, for your last the bookies thing. You get me? Hopefully, we become millionaires by the time.
Say now, hopefully. We're going to the bank.
Oh, he said that, have
you? Yes.
Nice.
On Wednesday, Shark, or public holiday, do you understand? So, no, if we cash out.
FPL picks will start next week, right? But it'll only be on our Twitter handle.
Yeah, Twitter handle.
Same as Bash the Bookies, because this is our last Thursday episode. Oh my god, how sad.
Yeah, we'll be dropping on.
Why?
They go, sad.
They go see they hear our voice now. I don't understand.
No Thursday episode now, like.
Free day now. Oh. One more free day.
Oh. All these people when they like do assignments that
like,
yeah.
Who likes work at it?
Hey, well, if you wrap us up.
Follow us on footy on. Oh, my bad.
Premier League is starting,
bro. Yeah, the Premier League starts this weekend. French Ligue 1 also starts this weekend. So football is back, and so are we.
Yep. So follow us.
Can I get some excitement, please, Perry? I'm talking to you.
Well, I'm talking to you, though, guy.
I hate this guy.
Why
so
is
much.
He so?
Liva, no, Liva.
Are you proud, guy? Now,
I don't get this dude. I don't get.
I'm okay, French now.
Rubbing his face.
Are you proud,
like,
French guy?
Yeah. What are you doing, guy?
Proud
there's no girl here.
I'm French guy. Really proud.
So yeah.
Follow us.
Yeah, follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter.
Mm.
Footy on Paper as well on Instagram. Yeah.
Mm.
Then for ads and placements, you can send us an email on the Footy on Paper podcast at yahoo.com.
Yes, yeah, so.
Yeah, if you want to advertise, you know, just, yeah, do that. Send us an email.
We need money.
Also, you can send us voice messages on the Anchor platform, yeah?
Or any other platform.
Any other platform. Send us a voice message, man. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget to join our Fantasy League as well. There's a lot of stuff to win there. Jerseys, FIFA 20, airtime, speakers.
Cotty, Opera, and Jersey County.
Jersey County, man, you know. We love to spoil you guys. Just join the league. League code is 0SQ2ZZ. 0SQ2ZZ. If you know, you know.
Why this guy be rubbing face? I don't understand.
You can also follow Paps at PAPPIV if you like his voice. You can follow this one that is proud there.
At Ozil official, yeah.
Stop impersonating somebody, this guy. Stop it.
Until EFCC comes to this house to park you, I will snitch.
Yeah, so that's him.
That's him right there. Can follow me at Fanboy Forever.
Yep.
Let's make it call your own last time.
Oh, when I find boy now, not forever.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Quickly, can you name, like, as the Premier League, because Premier League status, so I want to give you like.
All right, let's have it. Let's have it.
Can you name five number ones, five players that were number one for Liverpool in 15 seconds?
Eh?
Yeah.
Karius, Alisson, it shouldn't be that hard, you know. I feel really bad that I didn't get this one, you know, because there's one that I know that I just can't remember right now. Reyna's back up.
Jesse Dudek, I think Westerveld.
Yeah, Westerveld.
Westerveld, Jesse Dudek.
What did Kirkland wear?
Yeah, I think, did he wear 222? No, he wore one.
Chris Kirkland, yeah?
Yeah, he wore one because this guy wore 25. Reyna wore 25.
Yeah, 25. Yeah. I said Reyna's back up, so like half point.
So. Ciao, ciao, guys.
Bye, guys.
Hopefully, by the time we come back, all of us will be smiling.
Pray, say bye-bye now.
Next time you hear us.
Bye-bye.
My team will win, in Jesus' name.
Amilorico Chesu.
How far am I, you know?
Even though we win Chelsea on Sunday,
only out.
Only out.
Ciao, ciao.